Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Simple Facts of Life Radio, where we know that some things are obviously true. You know, things like the importance of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. But we also know that some things are just not quite so obvious. Like what may be going on with the Democratic Party presidential race? Things just might not be what they seem to be, or at least not what the Democrat establishment wants us to think they are. I am the Chief, coming to you from an undisclosed location, a relatively safe distance from Portland, Oregon. Number here is 949-272-9588. Now, I've been looking at what's been going on in the news lately, especially about the presidential race, and I'm just starting to really wonder, because something's not adding up. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about what might be going on, although I don't know. But I almost have to start out this with maybe a disclaimer, something like, the following commentary should be heard for entertainment purposes only and not be used as a basis for any decisions. Yeah, because I'm probably going to sound a little bit like somebody who makes Alex Jones sound like the most rational person in the world. But I'm gonna start out with one simple fact of life here. No matter how improbable something may seem, stranger things have happened. So, with that said, let's look at what's going on. Now, you remember when we were kids, you know, our parents used to manage to keep us amused for a couple minutes by giving us a book with these little puzzles, maybe where you connect the dots. You know, you have all these dots with numbers on them, and you follow along and you draw a picture. Okay. But what if maybe you connect the dots in, say, a different order? You might get a completely different picture, but it might come out as a picture nonetheless. So I'm going to try and look at things and connect a few dots here just to see, just to throw something out here for you. So where are we? What a difference a couple weeks can make. I mean, 2 weeks ago, me and a whole lot of other people were declaring Joe Biden's presidential run as being on life support at best. I mean, ready to pull the plug. It looked like Bernie Sanders pretty much had the nomination all locked up. big lead, Joe is going absolutely nowhere. And I did mention, and a lot of other people mentioned, this had the Democratic Party establishment in full panic mode. They believed that Bernie Sanders would probably get thoroughly pummeled by President Trump in the general election. Now, Bernie has a lot of true believers, rabid followers, and they, near as I can determine, actually believe that most of America is with them. Most of America is not with them. And the powers that be in the Democratic Party know this. So to salvage their party, they had to do something to stop him. And they pulled out as many stops as they could find. I guess, you know, when Representative Clyburn in South Carolina made a big public endorsement of Joe Biden, I mean, no big surprise, but people say that may have made a bigger, a relatively good-sized difference in the outcome. Now, it was never a surprise that Joe Biden won that primary, but that he might have won it so convincingly surprised most people. But probably the most surprising thing a couple days later was when Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg just dropped out of the race, like right before Super Tuesday. That made no sense logically. I mean, they put all this time, effort, and money into a campaign, and then the very moment before they were going to find out what was going to happen, they just quit. I mean, they had nothing to lose, but the race wasn't over. And they just inexplicably quit, and they endorsed Joe Biden. Now, of course, we were all asking, what had they been promised? I mean, something. I mean, it made no sense otherwise. They had to have basically been bought off somehow. But what happened? Super Tuesday came. Biden had a big win. Joe Manchin is now in full swing, have more primaries going on right now. And, okay, it's looking like Joe's probably going to have a good day today. And that's going to maybe knock Bernie, knock him back on his heels. I don't know if Bernie's going to quit, but yeah. But that's the story the Democrats want us to believe. Yeah, Joe just, you know, picked up some steam and made it work. And, I mean, there's historical precedent for that. If you remember in 2008, John McCain was pronounced dead, you know, months before, but he just kind of slogged on and eventually got the nomination. So, okay, once again, as I said a while back, stranger things have happened. But somehow what's going on does not make sense to me, because virtually all of the candidates that dropped out have endorsed Biden. And they've almost all dropped out. I mean, besides Bernie, the only one left in the race is Tulsi Gabbard. And kind of funny thing, even though she did pick up a couple delegates on Super Tuesday, It seems the Democratic Party changed the rules to make sure that she would not be able to participate in the debate. Why would that be? I mean, does she ever really have any kind of a chance of winning the nomination? I don't think so. But if she was on the stage with Joe and Bernie, don't you think she'd kind of make them look old and white and male, all those things the Democrats want us to believe the next president should not be? I don't think the Democratic National Committee wanted the voters to see that. And let's face it, Tulsi was, I mean, sure, she's your basic leftist, but she tones it down a little. She's not quite as open about it as Bernie Sanders, so she can be seen as something of a moderate. Now, that means the only votes she would get were votes that would otherwise go to Joe Biden. The Democrats want Joe Biden to have all the votes he can get. They wouldn't care if somebody who might take votes from Bernie was on the stage, but they don't want anybody that'll take Joe's votes away. I mean, they can't have that because, as I've pointed out from time to time, I believe that after the dust settles and Bernie Sanders is again denied the nomination, that the Green Party will again offer their party's nomination to him. If Bernie believes that he basically lost the primary process in a reasonably fair and square manner, you know, the voters decided, he'll let it go. He'll endorse the Democrat candidate. But if he really feels, if he goes to the convention with, say, a plurality of delegates, and they pull some strings to make sure that he doesn't get the nomination, it would not surprise me if he just wants to go scorched earth and takes the Green Party nomination, even though that would, of course, ensure President Trump's reelection. But, okay, we have Biden. It seems the Democratic Party has picked Joe Biden as their standard bearer, the guy they all have to rally around. Question is, why him? Now, the conventional wisdom would be, well, he's the safe choice, not too crazy, has the best chance to deny Bernie Sanders the nomination. Okay, maybe. But, you know, I just can't help but suspect that there's something else going on to us. There's some nefarious plan that they're not telling us yet. But they need Biden to be the nominee in order to make their plan work. So, what are we talking about here? Okay, number one, let's face it. Joe Biden is senile. I mean, now, I never thought of Joe as being the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but, yeah, these days it's seeming pretty obvious that he's lost a goodly chunk of whatever brains he ever had. Do the Democrats really want to put somebody like that in the White House? Now, remember, I don't know, if you're not terribly young, you probably remember, say, the last year or so of Ronald Reagan's presidency. Now, I loved Ronnie, thought he was a great president, but toward the end, he was we could all see that he was starting to lose a beat. I mean, we remember him standing there playing Charlie McCarthy to Nancy's Edgar Bergen. Couldn't hardly seem to speak for himself. Now, it's one thing to end your presidency that way, but to start out, to elect somebody like that, no. So, let's connect some dots here, because I got to thinking. Now, you consider Joe Biden's age and his mental acuity. I mean, for that matter, consider Bernie Sanders, his age. He's actually older than Biden. People are going to have to pay more attention than usual to who the vice presidential candidate is. Because, let's face it, whoever that is, should they win the election, will stand a better than normal chance of having to assume the presidency. So, could it be possible that the Democrats are pushing Joe Biden to become the nominee as a way to maybe get somebody else into the White House, you know, after Joe completely loses it? So, you know, this, even I've been reading a few things suggesting that. I read an article just a few hours ago, forget the name of the writer, it was in PJ Media, and I've heard other people suggesting this. In fact, as recently as yesterday, I was listening to Vito's show here, and no less an intellect than Paul Sutliff suggested in the chat room that maybe they would pick Hillary Clinton as vice president, and it was their way to get her in. So, is that possible? No. You see, here's the thing. Among the public in general and among the Democrat establishment, everybody except Hillary knows that Hillary Clinton is the past. I mean, they actually knew that 4 years ago, at least I think they did. Back then, I wrote a few articles in my blog about the election. That was during a time when I used to write a little bit more because this show was kind of on hiatus. But in some of them, I suggested that they actually really wanted Joe Biden to be the nominee back in 2016. Now, I wrote one article, was my top 10 list of the most likely nominees. And number one was Joe Biden. Number two was John Kerry. Three was Michael Bloomberg. Four was Al Gore. Number five was Hillary Clinton. That's how high I had her on the list as most likely nominee. Number six was Elizabeth Warren. Number seven was Bernie Sanders. Number eight was Andrew Cuomo, who I picked as a kind of a generic example of a Democrat governor. Number nine, I picked Chuck Schumer, kind of a generic example of a senior Democrat member of Congress. I could have been Dick Durbin, could have been Nancy Pelosi, but that was number nine. And I'm going to not tell you who number 10 was just yet. I'm going to get to number 10 in just a bit. But, okay. You see, Hillary Clinton, they liked having her in the running, but her job was to get rid of all the other candidates. The reason she got the nomination, I suggested, was that She was just too incompetent to even do that job. She was supposed to get rid of Bernie Sanders, and then they could have very easily taken her out. I wrote an article about that. In fact, that's the article I have listed in the link at the in the show notes. It's kind of weird, and it gets to what I'm going to be talking about in just a minute here. But, okay, I don't think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I don't think we'll be considered as vice president because, let's face it, the current Democrat talking point is, yes, I know we have two old men. You know, the nominee is going to be an old white guy. So the vice president has to be a woman of color. I don't know what color that means, but some kind of color. Isn't white a color? No, not to the Democrats. So one name we've been hearing a lot was Stacey Abrams. She comes across terribly. She looks like a walrus. She complains constantly. I think, you know, her name is floated around just, you know, because. But there is another woman of color who, incidentally, Joe Biden has casually mentioned as somebody that he would like to have as his vice president. And, you know, this woman of color happened to be number 10 on my list of most likely 2016 nominees. Who am I talking about? Of course, I'm talking about Michelle Obama. Say, in the blog post that I put on in the show notes, you know, that was largely focused about how to get rid of Hillary and get Joe the nomination. But then after that happened, get to what it's really about, what the whole article is really about. You see, here's how I see things might go down this time. Yes, this is where the disclaimer part comes in, because this is going to sound crazy, but, okay, here's how it goes. Joe Biden, once he has the nomination adequately sewed up and everything's done and we're just waiting, you know, for the convention and for him to announce his vice presidential pick and all that sort of thing, he sort of publicly says, well, I intend to ask Michelle Obama to be the next vice president. And Michelle, very shortly thereafter, gets in front of a camera and says something like, "Aw, shucks, I am so honored that Joe Biden would want me to be president, but, you know, I'm really not qualified to be president. I mean, there's got to be somebody who's ready to be president from day one because, yeah, Joe. You know, I know somebody who could do it. Joe, why don't you ask Barack to join you on the ticket?" And there it is. Barack Obama becomes the vice presidential nominee. They win the election. And that's probably would give Biden the best chance to win, because remember, Obama is still thought rather highly of by a lot of people. He could win. So, very shortly thereafter, maybe even before the inauguration, the deal is made. Biden is out. Obama becomes president for his third term. Now, I know what you're thinking. Chief, you're crazy. That's unconstitutional. You're half right. I am crazy. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says that can't happen. And I researched this for the blog post that I wrote. Now, you're probably thinking about the 22nd Amendment. Let me read the salient parts of that for you. It says, no person shall be elected to the office of president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of the term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of president more than once. The key word is elected to the office of president. Doesn't say anything about elected to the office of vice president, which brings us to the 25th Amendment. In case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. And the 20th Amendment says that in the event of the death of the president-elect, the vice president-elect will become president. Now, the Constitution isn't very clear about what happens if the president-elect declines to accept the nomination, but my blog post gives another scenario how they could even get around this really easy. So, you know, it would be just something like Biden gets sworn in, you know, probably away from the Capitol because he's in an old folks' home somewhere, and he takes the oath of office, maybe even before, a couple minutes before noon on January 20th. Barack Obama will have already taken the vice presidential oath of office. And then on the stroke of noon, Joe Biden signs a prepared letter saying that he resigns immediately, hands it to the Secretary of State, who will be there with him, gets on the phone, says, President Biden has resigned, and then we can inaugurate Barack Obama for his third term. Now, I know this is all Alex Jones stuff, but like I said, no matter how unlikely something seems, stranger things have happened. So keep your eyes open. See if the signs are pointing this way. Because if they are, well, since those of you listening are among the, you know, roughly 330-some million Americans who don't listen to this show, tell them what's going on if you see the signs pointing this way. All right. I am just about out of time here. Like, think, oh, better than the usual crowd in the chat room. Like, I hadn't really been reading. Yeah, okay. Holger agrees with my says. Say hi to Holger. Belly is here. Tim Tapp, Warple Bites. Tim Tapp will be coming up with his show in just about 30 minutes from now. So, sure you'll listen to that. And yeah, I see Belly says he agrees with my sentiment. I don't know if he agrees with the sentiment that I am crazy or if this could actually happen. Yeah, Vorpalby says if a guy runs for president and refuses, he's going to want to arrest him for election tampering. Good point, but nah, still and all he has to do is get sworn in and resign after 30 seconds as president. So, yeah, all right. So, yeah, but, okay, I am out of time. So, well.